DeepEnglish.com. Fat, sick, and nearly dead. Fluency booster. Part A. Joe Cross was fat, sick, and nearly dead. Was Joe skinny? No, he wasn't skinny. He was fat. Was he healthy? No, he wasn't healthy. He was sick. Was he full of life? No, he wasn't full of life. He was nearly dead. He was a successful businessman with lots of money, but his body was falling apart. What kind of job did Joe have? He was a successful businessman. Was he rich? Yes, he was rich. He had lots of money. He was very overweight, his energy was terrible, and he had a rare disease called urticaria. How was Joe's energy? His energy was terrible. What disease did he have? He had a rare disease called urticaria. This disease caused him to have painful rashes all over his body. What problems did his disease cause? The disease caused him to have painful rashes all over his body. After suffering with many health problems for years, he had enough. Every day, he took many types of medicine for his health problems. Was Joe comfortable with his health problems? No, Joe wasn't comfortable with his health problems. He had had enough. What did Joe do every day? Every day he took many types of medicine. He reached his limit and couldn't take it anymore. He was tired of being fat. He was tired of being sick, and he didn't want to die. What was Joe tired of? He was tired of being fat, and he was tired of being sick. Did he want to die? No, he didn't want to die. He looked bad, and more importantly, he felt bad. He wanted to feel healthy again, so he decided to take drastic action. How did he look? He looked bad. How did he feel? He felt bad. What kind of action did he decide to take? He decided to take drastic action. He decided to go on a 2-month juice fast. He ate no food and only drank fresh fruit and vegetable juice for 60 days. What did he eat and drink for 60 days? He ate no food and only drank fresh fruit and vegetable juice for 60 days. This decision transformed his life and the lives of many people he met along the way. Did this decision only help Joe? No, this decision didn't only help Joe. It also helped the lives of many people he met. Joe is an Australian, but he decided to do his juice fast in America. Joe loved America and all the greasy, fatty, delicious American food. Where is Joe from? Joe is an Australian. Where did he do his juice fast? He did his juice fast in America. Did Joe hate American food? No, Joe didn't hate American food. He loved American food. He knew that temptation would be everywhere, but he wanted the challenge. Why did Joe decide to do his fast in America? He decided to do his fast in America because he wanted the challenge. Joe decided to travel around America during his fast and talk to Americans about food and juice fasting. What did Joe talk about with Americans? He talked about food and juice fasting with Americans. He wanted to share his experience, so he brought a cameraman with him and made a movie called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Who did Joe bring to America? Joe brought a cameraman to America. What is Joe's movie called? Joe's movie is called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. After a short time, Joe began losing weight and feeling great. He took his juice machine with him on the road, making juice out of the back of his car. What did he take with him on the road? He took a juice machine with him on the road. Where did he make juice? He made juice on the road out of the back of his car. Along the way, Joe stopped and talked to people about what they were eating. What did Joe talk to people about? Joe talked to people about what they were eating. Joe told them about his juice fast. Some people thought he was crazy, but most people liked talking to him. Did some people think that Joe was crazy? Yes, some people thought that Joe was crazy. Did people like talking to him? Yes, most people liked talking to him. Joe was the kind of guy that made friends wherever he went. He didn't judge people or tell them they were eating wrong. He just talked to them about what he was doing and how he was feeling healthier from drinking juice. Did Joe judge people? No, Joe didn't judge people. Did he tell them they were eating wrong? No, he didn't tell them they were eating wrong. Americans love junk food. Most of the people Joe talked to knew that these junk foods were slowly killing them, but they had no hope. They knew it wasn't healthy, but they were addicted to the fat, addicted to the sugar, and addicted to the salt. What kind of food do Americans love? Americans love junk food. Did most people know that junk food was bad? Yes, most people knew that junk food was bad. What were they addicted to? They were addicted to fat, sugar, and salt. Many of them said they didn't expect to live long, but this was their way of life. They knew that the way they were eating was unhealthy, but they felt powerless to change. Did they expect to live long? No, they didn't expect to live long. How did they feel? They felt powerless to change. Joe understood how these people felt. Did Joe think these people were crazy? No, he didn't think these people were crazy. He understood how they felt.